Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, give it up for Jesus today in his house. Come on, you can do better than that. All campuses, Florida, Weldon, Ferguson, everybody. It's going to be a great day. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, say, you look good today. Gosh, I do. I'm very excited about this week because this is the week of Women's Conference. If you haven't, come on, yeah, go ahead. Here in Florida, it's in July, but here it's this week, and it's phenomenal, and it's just unreal, and we've got all kinds of serving opportunities for guys. If you're a guy and you're not married, you need to serve at this event. You need to shave. Not just your face, your hair out of your nose and your ears. Can I get an amen? And get yourself fixed up. Turn me up, son. And it's going to be a great, great week. But today, I want to share with you these seven keys that God spoke to me. And if you were here on a Tuesday night, I broke down these seven things that God spoke to me prophetically that I want to give just real quick overview of. First of all, there's 7 months left in this year. And so in the next 7 months, you have the ability, if you do these things, to have unbelievable favor and breakthrough. We know that we're in 5 years of grace and favor, but then the Lord spoke to me and said about May, he said, Miracle May, Miracle May. We had so many profound miracles. I mean, people in Florida, you can't buy a house in Florida, and three of our staff members who don't make jack got houses. I mean, these are crazy miracles. In fact, I was talking to a person at our church last night in Florida for a moment, and he said, Pastor David, we were thinking about, he sold a bunch of land and for several million dollars, and he said, you know, me and my wife, like 20 years ago, we moved to Florida. There was a subdivision we really wanted to, dreamed of living in, and there's acre lots for sale, like 3 acres, and so if we went over there the other day and thought, we might buy, we don't know if we want to live there, but we're just going to buy it. And so they bought it, and they were in contract. They closed in a couple weeks, and he said, but we were like, I don't know if we want to live there or not. I just don't know. And he said, the guy who lived next to the 3 acres forever decided he made a mistake, and he should have bought it. And he said, I'll give you $100,000 to cancel your contract. And Sheldon said, deal, sold. I'm just here to tell you that miracles can happen in your life just like that if you put God first. Give God praise today. Miracle after miracle, miracle after miracle. So in these seven things, one is fast secular music. By this, I don't mean religiously that like you're going to go to hell if you listen to it, but sometimes we just get in the car and we just listen to secular music, and that doesn't draw us to God or the things of God. Two, the Lord spoke to me and said, listen to worship music. That's where a minute ago at all of our campuses, we were all singing, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. When you're singing that, you're not worried about gas prices, although it is the highest it's ever been in the history of our world. It costs $900 to fill up a moped. Can I get an amen? But we're not moved by the world system. We're moved by the word. And as we switch to the word system, we get our eyes on Jesus, and he's not worried about anything. In fact, here today at this campus, other campuses, you have your own worship leaders, but here we had my lovely, beautiful, gorgeous daughter singing worship. And today she was worshiping, and she was just singing and worshiping, and I was watching her, and I thought, she's not worried about gas because her daddy pays her bills. She's not worried about shoes because her mom buys them. She's not worried about lunch. And I said, man, oh, to be Ashton, I'm here to tell you that you have a father that's better than her father. She's got a good one. Can I get an amen on that? And he's going to take care of you in grand style. So fast secular music, listen to worship music, turn off the world. By this I mean stop the Netflix and chill for 8 hours. You don't need to do that all the time. Again, not saying that you don't need to go to the movies because you got to go see Top Gun. That's just a fact. You're not an American if you don't see that. But I'm just saying for the most part, we're turning off the world. We're turning off the news all the time because the news is like a big, like picture a big bombing plane. You ever seen a big bomber and it's dropping bombs? It's dropping bombs. ABC's dropping bombs. NBC's dropping fear bombs. Everybody but Newsmax, I got to leave them out because Chris Reddy goes to our church. But I'm just here to tell you, this news is bad news, but when you come to God's house, you get the good news. And I read the back of the book, guys, we win. Give God praise today for that. Number four, let's all shout it together. Get in the word daily. Shout it again. What? So every day, you're just opening up maybe the Faith Church app. It's got a Bible app on there. If you had $4, you could probably got Nicole's book on, Hi God, It's Me Again. These are daily devotions that help you. Then pray 7 minutes a day. 7 minutes, why seven? 7 months, I thought it would work well, and that's what the Lord said. He said, by the clock, though. Because sometimes if you're not careful, you can pray for 2 minutes, and it's, God, help me, help Nicole to be nice to me, God. Help Nicole to learn to cook, God. Help Austin to behave. Help Ashton to give me the, I never really got the greatest dad's shirt, God. And I'm praying all about me, and I think it's like an hour, and it's been 2 minutes. Anybody ever done that? And you're like, gosh, I'm out of words. So 7 minutes is a good discipline. Then number six is go to church religiously. And if you know me at all, I don't like the word religious. I love it when people come to me and go, you're a preacher? You don't look like a preacher. I go, well, thank you. So I don't like religious, but this is what God told me. He said, I want you to tell the people that if they want success in their life, if they want their life to turn out wonderfully, they need to go to church religiously. So I said, hey, Google, what does religiously mean? And it said, consistency, continuous, regular. So if we're not careful, I'm not saying that every once in a while you miss church, but it is no time to miss church, and it is no time to allow your kids to miss church. Because if you're expecting the school system to teach your kids who they are and what they have, you're sadly mistaken. The government doesn't have a clue on how the Bible works, how God's works, and how your life works. Do not look to the system. Come on, somebody, give God praise today. Look to the church. God's all about the church. So he told me this. He said, go to church religiously. So if you want it to go well with you, I would do that. Then number seven is practice biblical economics. What's that mean? It means a lot. But God kind of got on me talking to you guys about money. I don't like to talk about money. I hate talking about money with you guys and church people. Not so much you guys, our church, but people outside, you know, the sound bites of a preacher talking about money. And I don't need to talk about money because I don't need money. We're good. And so I just rather not talk about marriage and health and all the great things we talk about. But I don't want to talk about money. But God told me, he said, there's a lot of people hurting financially, and you're their pastor, and I'm going to hold you accountable if you don't teach them more about biblical economics. How long's it been since you talked about just even tithe, honoring God in the tithe? Our people looked it up and they said, we don't even know. It's definitely been over a year, and I knew I was in trouble. So today, I want to help you not worry about gas prices. So here's what we're going to do for a moment. Number one, there's God's money and then there's your money. This week, I went on a motorcycle ride and just for several hours because my day off, and I went down to Festus, Missouri, and there was a Waffle House there, which is Waffle House. Just thank God for Waffle House right now. It's awesome. I saw one day, the light was out, and it just said Awful House, but I don't agree with that. I went to Waffle House, and my bill, it was just great. I had, you know, my bacon, and I had all the stuff I can't tell Don I had. Just trust me, it was good. I had hash browns, extra salt, ketchup on it. I was just great, and nobody knew me. I had a bandana on my head. I just looked like just some biker dude, and I'm there, and my check came, and the check was $12. I didn't even know you could eat for $12. And so $12, and so I tipped the lady like $12. She comes back, and she's like, oh, my gosh. Thank you. And I was like, $12 lit this lady's candle? I wonder what $100 would do. So I just asked her, what's the biggest tip you've ever got? And she said, well, the biggest tip I ever got was $50. And so I had my phone because I was Instagramming because my kids, I wanted them to see the whole interaction. And so all of a sudden now I give her $100 and her name was Mel. And Mel, she just started smiling and she started saying, when are you coming back? What can I do for you? Is there anything else I can get for you? She walked me out. You know what I'm saying? She was all about that. I didn't tell her who I was. I didn't even invite her to church. I just did with my money something that made this older lady happy. So there's my money, and then there's God's money. At all of our campuses today, our campus pastors have gift cards, gas cards. These are fuel cards, and I've got 10 of these right here. They're $100 a piece. And these $10, the $100 gift cards, there's $1,000 right here, 10 of these. If this were God's, and it is, and God blessed you with these 10 gas cards. The first gas card, not the last one, not the middle one, the first one will belong to God. That's the tithe, the first 10%. In other words, if you make $1,000, $100 belongs to God. Now, what oftentimes people do is they pay all their bills with their money, and then if there's any left over, they go, oh, we got enough left over to give to God. Well, God won't even accept that because the tithe is not the last, it's the first. So that's why so many people fall behind so severely in life because they don't practice the law of first fruits or tithing. So we're entrusted to this. Blake, come here. Blake Harris, come here. Did not plan on using Blake, but I saw you there, and you're so beautiful, and your arms are so big, and I'm like, man, Blake. So Blake grew up, I just thought of this story. Blake grew up at Faith Church. Blake was, how old was you, or how were you when you came to my dad's church?
I was born there.
Okay, so yeah, so he was a baby. So then his dad and mom, the heirs, were tithers. And they first fruited God, and they kept bringing Blake to church and first fruited God. And then Blake, as a little guy, he would go to Faith Kids, and he would first fruit God. Then he went on to college, and then, what is your actual technical term?
I'm a dentist.
So he's a dentist, but he's not only a dentist, he owns his own
two practices.
And he not only tithes off of his salary, he tithes off of his businesses. So people wonder, how did Blake get so blessed? Why is Blake so ripped? Well, that's a whole nother sermon. He's ripped and he's rich, but he's still single, ready to mingle. Can I get an amen right now? This is why you need to join one of our small groups, if you know what I mean. So, Blake, I want you, I'm going to entrust you with this. This is not for you to put gas in your car. That's God's money, and I want you to this week just randomly at a gas station just go and say, Hey, I got this. But it's not yours to keep, it's yours to give. Okay, give it up for Blake. So, and all campus pastors, pick somebody at your campus and do the same thing right now. So now I've got nine, and I can do whatever I want. I can go bless the girl at Waffle House. I can go bless the lady at Cracker Barrel. Can anybody tell I'm hungry right now? IHOP, come on, somebody. I never felt like hopping when I left, but I do like IHOP. So this is mine. God's not asking. Inflation right now is the protein is at, what is it, 10 or 15% inflated? I think it is. So groceries is inflated. Everything's inflated. But God never inflated his price. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when you get blessed by the blessor, it's not more money that you need. You have to learn how to steward, and Blake's mom and dad taught him stewardship. Therefore, now he's rich, and he's at church today because he understood one of those seven things. Let's put those up. His dad and mom, they practiced those seven things. They went to church religiously. Blake's not perfect. It's hard to be perfect when you're that good looking. Nobody laughed. You're good looking, so go ahead and say amen to this right now. And if you're ugly, go, I suppose it is. But he's not perfect, but he's forgiven, and he realized that God blessed him to be a blessing, and therefore he's supposed to lend and not borrow. He's supposed to be blessed coming in and blessed going out. And so when he was little, we taught him this. Luke 16, verse 10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with very much. He who is dishonest in very little also will be dishonest in much. So God is looking for people that are honest. I want to go to this passage of scripture over in Joshua. Last night when I was preaching, I didn't realize this. We got 7 months left. God told us to do seven things, and then he told me to preach this message, and I didn't want to do it. But then last night when I opened it up and I said, turn with me to Joshua 7, verse 7, I thought, oh my gosh, it's not by accident. It says this, it says, but the Israelites were unfaithful in regard to the devoted things, and Achan took some of the things that belonged to the Lord, and the Lord's anger burned against him. Devoted things. So God looks at his money as devoted. I just heard this in my spirit by the Holy Spirit. He said to say this. Right now, in American culture, nothing is holy. Holy matrimony, holy Bible, holiness, the church, they'll go in a church. And there was a day when people wouldn't throw cigarette butts at a church. There was a day when, by the way, there was a day, by the way,
Everything was closed on Sunday. Anybody remember this? Everything. Now it's just Chick-fil-A, and you're like, my gosh, what in the world's going on with these people? But back in the day, you couldn't get milk. You better get it on Saturday because you ain't getting it on Sunday unless you own a cow. Because it was the Lord's day. You see how far we came? And so people look down and say, what is going on in America? We need this legislation and we need that legislation. No, we need to do these seven things. And one of the seven things is to go to the house of God. Honor God and he will honor you. Not just God bless America, but America bless God. And it starts in church. Give him praise today in his house. So it's devoted. So the church is holy. This day, Sunday, is holy. And God said, hey, Achan stole that which was holy. Verse 3 says, now when they returned, Joshua said, not all the army will have to go up against Ai. Only send 2,000 or 3,000 men. Now, check this out. They're in war, Israel is, and they go up in this first city that they go to is Jericho. Everybody shout Jericho. It's the first city. So the first city is Jericho. And when they got to Jericho, there was this guy named Achan. And Achan now, Achan decides that what he's going to do is he's going to take some of this stuff out of the first city. Because, oh man, that gold bar, I want that. He started seeing things with his eyes that he wanted. And he took that which belonged to the Lord. So, and nobody knew. But God knew. So now when the leader of God says, hey, we're going to the next town, he sent his guys out, and they looked at the next town. They said, hey, we just took over basically New York City, and we had no problems in Jericho. We're basically going to Piedmont, Missouri. Don't send everybody. We got this. But then it says in verse 3 again, it says when they went to this small town, it says that they chased the Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarry, and they struck down the people. In other words, there was a slaughter of God's people. Verse 7, Joshua said, O sovereign Lord, why? How in the world did this happen? How is Israel, God's people, being taken down? How is it that they're living in the world system? How is it that we lost? And God said, oh, I'm glad you asked. Verse 10, it says, now, Lord said to Joshua, stand up for what I'm about to do. I'm going to do in your face. Israel has sinned, verse 11, sinned, and they violated my covenant. They have taken some of the devoted things. There's that word devoted again. Devoted things. They have stolen, they have lied, and they have put the possessions with their own possessions. So as soon as Achan saw the stuff, he took God's stuff and he mixed it with his stuff. Now, God was saying, you get to keep all 9 of the gas cards. You just got to give me the first gas card. Just randomly picked. I could pick all kinds of people in the crowd at any of our campuses. And I can tell you the difference between the tithers and the non-tithers. The non-tithers are always broke. They're always unhappy. Their kids are usually messed up. Their lives don't turn out well. They always go from paycheck to paycheck living. And then the people that are blessed of God, and not because they did everything right. There's a guy at our church in rural Palm Beach right now. He got out of prison a couple years ago. He went to prison for being a bad guy. He got into prison, and he's a great business. By the way, some of the greatest business guys are in prison. They just did it wrong. And so he started a cell phone business in prison. I think I've told you that about that before, people at our church. I'm like, how am I talking to you on a cell phone? He said, oh, they sell them here. So he sells cell phones for $3,000. How do you get it? Corrupt guards. Corrupt guards sell them to the prisoners. The prisoners mark them up, sell them to the people. And so this guy ends up getting busted at our church. You know, he wasn't at church at the time. And they threw him in solitary confinement for 3 months, and all he had was just a Bible. After a while, he got bored because there was no Netflix, there was nobody to talk to, and he opened the Bible. He got saved, changed his life, came to our church, and now he owns the largest generator company that generates power for homes in the whole southern region of Florida. So don't tell me that you've got to do everything right, but once you do right by getting right with God and honor God, God honors you. Subsequently, if we lost power today in Florida, we weren't worried about it because our church has big old massive generators for absolutely free because there's a guy, I won't point him out today because I won't embarrass him there at RPC, but he's there in the crowd amongst you. Give it up for God blessing his people. So, verse 20, for the sake of time. It says, Achan replied, after they busted Achan, he said, it's true. I've sinned against the Lord, God of Israel. This is what I've done. Verse 21, it says, when I saw the plunder, when I saw the gold, when I saw the stuff, isn't that where we get in trouble? We see it. I don't even want Krispy Kremes until I see a commercial. And then there it is. I don't even want ice cream. And then I see the Dairy Queen commercial that has the flowing fudge river with the mountains falling off and splashing in the sight. Come on, somebody help me right here. I wasn't even hot about this thing. And then all of a sudden I see something. It triggers dopamine in my brain. And it goes, you want Dairy Queen? You want Dairy Queen? You want Dairy Queen? And I'm too tired. I don't even want to do it. But my body's like, you're going to go get in the car and you're going to do it right now. Next thing I know, I'm just driving to Dairy Queen because of what I saw. I don't even know I want that bag. I don't even know I want those boots. I've been in the mall and saw jeans, and the jeans have talked to me and says, if you buy me, I will lose weight. Am I the only one? Raise your hand. Have you ever seen a pair of clothes and you thought, I'm actually buying these 32s because I'll lose weight and I'll be good. And then on the way home, you're like, is that Cinnabon? Right? Because our eyes get us in trouble. Well, this is exactly what happened. His eyes got him in trouble. So your eyes today might look at the gas prices and go, what am I going to do? You're going to trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your understanding, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. You're going to know that God is the strength of your life. You're not going to be afraid. You're going to say, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Never have seen the righteous forsaken or seed out begging for bread. I am the blessed of God. That's what you're going to say. If you go to church, you're going to hear the word. Because I can guarantee you, Blake's not worried about gas prices. He's not worried about gas prices. I don't want you worried about it. But watch what you see. You cannot touch that which belongs to God. So that first city belonged to God, and they touched it. And after that, the next little city they failed in because they didn't do it right. Exodus 23, all campuses, look at this on the screen, verse 19. It says, the first, not the last, the first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring. Everybody shout it loud. Thou shalt bring. Come on, Ferguson and Weldon, what? Thou shalt bring. So, come here, Nicole. So, when Nicole comes up here, I could tell her, hey, listen, by the way, she's a devoted thing to me. She is a holy matrimony. So if I want to kiss her, I'm not going to call and have somebody else. Hey, could you run by and kiss Nicole? I'd kiss her whenever I want. That's why I married her. I tell her all the time, I married you so I can kiss you anytime I want. But I don't want anybody else kissing her, the guy in the yellow clap. Come on, yeah, that's right. That guy's like, yeah, kiss her anytime you want. He grabbed his woman, he's, ah. Okay, so she, I got to give people a minute. That whole tank thing, they're like, whoa, it smells like Awful House. I can't do that online. Our little grandson kisses us online, and it doesn't connect. He goes, mwah. And all we see is his little bald head. But tomorrow when he flies into St. Louis, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. Kiss your papa, and she'll be trying to kiss. And this, because something there. Listen, God wants you in his house. That's why he says if you bring yourself, you are a tithe. Yeah. A tithe of your time. If you want your kids to turn out like Blake, if you want your kids to turn out like, I've already done this. My kids are pastors because I'm a pastor. My dad was a hellbound sinner, cussing, drunk, was a cop, but he'd come home drunk and just shoot pictures off the wall for fun. This is my dad. riding motorcycles with him. Somebody cut him off, jack with him. He'd pull him up. They'd get at the red light. He'd pull over. They'd yell something. He'd take his hand, bust through their windows, take their cars, and say, "People like you don't need to drive." And he'd say, "I'm going to call the cops." He'd pull out his badge and say, "Here I am. What do you want?" That's my dad. Okay, so I didn't come from like some proper, like Joel Osteen's dad, John was different than my dad. So it doesn't matter if you come from an unhealthy family. A healthy family can come from you if you practice these seven things, get in the house of God, prioritize God. Come on, everybody ought to shout amen. I've been here, done that. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but guess what? I'm with my wife 25 years. She ain't going nowhere. I got my name tattooed on her arm. I can't go nowhere. She told me, till death do us part. That means if you leave, I will bust a cap in you. Come on, give it up
wait,
for Nicole.
What?
I want a kiss.
Yeah.
All right. I'm working. Come on, woman. Gosh. Now, we're almost done. It's holy. Leviticus 27, verse 30 says, "Thus all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, of the fruit of the tree is the Lord's." Whose is it? And it is what? Holy. Shout it again. It is what? So if you try to steal the tithe, you lose it anyway. So when we say, "God, you gave me $100, here's 10. You gave me $1,000, here's 100. Now, it gets really hard. When I married Nicole, I not only married her because she was good looking, I thought I was marrying a person who had a lot of bad financial problems, because she said right before we got married, "I really need to talk to you about money." And I'm like, she's got student loans, she lives in an apartment, she got a 7-year-old kid, she's upside down. I'll deal with it. She said, "No, I make a lot of money." I'm like, "I'm listening." She said, "I mean, like how much?" "It's a lot." She said, "Well, first of all, I'm a tither, so the first 10% belongs to God." And I said, "Well, how much you make?" She's like $100,000 a month. And I said, "I've never loved a woman so much in my life, and I do not believe in prenuptials. It sets you up for failure. Whatever is yours is mine. Whatever is..." Just don't mess this up. She was a tither. I'm here to tell you that God looks at people and he goes, "I can't bless you because you're not blessable," because that scripture we read earlier, which says if you're not faithful over the, come on, shout it. What did we read? Over the, you won't be faithful over the much. So the first one belongs to God. Then when it's holy and it's blessed by God, thank you, Lord, I'll say that. I'll say it now. I only say that sometimes. I could get by without saying it to you, but I want you to know that you can live a supernatural life. You can be talking, and while you're talking, the Holy Spirit can speak to you. He says it to me all the time. "Shut up, slow down. You sound too preachy right now. Back that down. Throttle that down. Throw in a little joke here." I hear all this in my head. You hear dead people. The Holy Spirit speaks to you. You just don't think it's the Holy Spirit because you think you're no good because you did bad. God's going to talk to you if you're bad. He's going to talk to you when you're good. He's just never not going to talk to you because he loves you. He can lead you in the right place. So I better say what he told me before I forget what he told me to tell you. He said, ask him this question. Where else did I say the gates of hell would not prevail against your car? Did I say it wouldn't prevail against your job? I said the gates of hell would not prevail against the church. God loves the church. Now, I realize in the whole scope of things, you are the church, but I'm just saying his local church right now is the place where people get sanity, marriages stay together, shooters that were going to shoot up a place find health and healing, and mental illness is gone. It's a sad world that we live in. But people are jacked up on all kinds of depression meds and different meds. And a lot of our doctors explain it to me that this stuff that they put them on causes this reaction. But then I've had people tell me, I had a woman about a year ago in the back, and she opened up her purse and showed me a gun. And she said, "You saved my husband's life today because I was going to go murder him." She was serious. You could tell it. "I was leaving here to murder him. But what you said today," and I was like, "I need to call that joker up and tell him, you need to get your butt to church. I saved your life." But people kill people. Why do people kill people? Because something is wrong and they need peace and they need help and they need healing. And that's why you got to go to Growth Track, go to church, practice these seven things, because you're hoping that Biden can fix it or Trump can fix it or the Republicans or the Democrats can fix it. You know who can fix it? Jesus can fix it. You know who can fix it? His church can fix it. You know who can fix it? His word can fix it. And it's the devil that tried to shut it down, put a mask and muzzle our face. But I'm telling you, hope isn't Jesus. Hope is in his house. You know I'm right. Thank you for your incredible support. You guys get it. But oftentimes, as I close, a faith that hasn't reached your wallet probably really hasn't reached your heart. So at this moment, I just want to ask you to pray a prayer with me at all campuses, a prayer of repentance. God told me to tell you that if you'll do these seven things, the next 7 months will be profound for you. We're expecting 5 years of grace and favor. But the Bible also said, let him that stole steal no more. And these were devoted things that you've been stealing because, like, well, Pastor David, I just don't have enough. Well, you haven't tried God. He said, in Malachi, he said, try me in this. It's the only place where he said, test me. And see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you cannot contain. So every head bowed, every eye closed, pray this prayer. Say, dear Heavenly Father, I repent of stealing that which is yours. I want to be blessable. I do not want to have the problems that Achan had. I need the discipline. My life needs the discipline. And I certainly need the financial help that only comes from the 90% being blessed of God. And God, I also pray that you bless my children, my children's children. I want them to be like Blake, have businesses, be successful. And it only happens if I lead the way. And today, as an act of my own will, I'll say I will never, ever, ever steal God's money again. God gets his money first, then the rest is blessed. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand for his word today. So good. So much fun. Listen, if you want to give today, you want to tithe, you want to get this right, here, maybe you've never done it before. There's an app, the Faith Church app. You can give. You can get online and do reoccurring. And I love the reoccurring giving. Here's why. For the most part, most people know this is how much I make. And so they can just put it in reoccurring, and then they don't have to worry about it. And then if you get blessed with something extra, you could just go give. But you say reoccurring. This is $300 every week or $200, whatever it is, you just reoccurring and you set it up. And then your eyes aren't tempted to steal what belongs to God. And trust me when I tell you, you can trust God in the area of your finance. God, I pray for their tithes and offerings today as they bring and return the tithe. That's your money. But God, then people say, hey, I want to offer God an offering of my money. God, that it'll be blessed. That they're going to experience 7 months of incredible favor, 5 years of grace and favor over their life, here and online, in the metaverse, everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. As you give today, I want to just, we'll be out of here in a couple minutes, but I want you to check out Faith Church News.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.